Thanks. Awesome.
The dock manager, Stephen Kenny. Stephen, you must be absolutely thrilled tonight.
Well, you know, we're not punching the air, but we're sort of job done. We're happy to get through and win 3-0 away is a great victory, and we're delighted to just get the job done.
It was a super start.
Yeah, you know, perfect start. Great play by Jamie McGrath, Michael Duffy, terrific cross on John Mountain. He headed it home well. Second goal, great goal. Great cross from Robbie Vance on his right foot, and Patrick Hoban really finished it well. And the 3 goals are really good tonight.
Duffy's goal was... Excellent. I know. I mean, I thought they were all top class goals, and I don't like singling out players, but I thought Duffy's goal was unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a terrific player, and he's on a great run of form. And you know, I think you know, big challenges for us now. 2 tough games, Bray, Limerick. If you come out the right side of them, 2 clean sheets, and we've got 3-day turnaround now to Derry on Friday. So big crowd expecting Norreal. Derry will bring a big crowd, I would feel, because they're flying. They're on a great run of form themselves. So something has to give. Both teams on great runs, and that's good to, you know.
And it's great to see your players back from injury as well. Gary Rogers back there tonight, and Sean Hoare. It's great to see players like that, you know, they're back in the side again.
Yeah, it's probably time to be with Sean Hoare coming back with...
What's wrong with Daniel?
Daniel had a hamstring strain in the game against Bray. So, you know, it
seemed to be in trouble in that game.
It was timely that Sean came back, and
will he be out long?
No, we'll see. He could be back the weekend. We'll see. But certainly Sean did very well tonight. Gary came back. You know, Gabby's been excellent. Gabby Sav is terrific.
Yeah.
So. We just were in a win-win situation with the 2 keepers. You know, they've been both excellent.
Limerick, to be fair, I mean, Bray played really well on Friday night. Limerick, and I was here before the game. I was here 2 hours before the game, and just sizing up the atmosphere around the club. There seems to be an atmosphere of despair in the club. Really, it seems to be a bit of chaos here. It reminds me of the time when before Dundalk were relegated, around about 2002. You can't deal with that. You just have to deal with what's in front of you.
Yeah, no, listen, I think Limerick's a great club.
It is a great club,
city,
yeah.
Pat Sullivan, what an owner, magnificent owner.
Yeah.
I think what I would say is that they were always going to probably, they cut the cloth a little bit this year, they were always going to have a battle to stay up.
Yeah.
And they're not doing too badly overall. And when they get everyone fit, they're a match for anyone. You know, if they miss a couple of players, they know it affects them. But when they get everyone fit, they've been a match for anyone. You know, they give everyone. They drew 1-1 with Cork here.
Yeah.
And you know,
which was good.
So they've had some good results.
Just the last question. I mean, Friday night, you'll be hoping. I know you're always appealing for the supporters to come out against Bulls. You had 4,000 against. In the game against Shamrock Rovers, it was down by 700. That's because of the televised game. The club got no money for that, but you should be, or I know you want to be packed to the rafters Friday night.
I think they will bring a big crowd because they're having a great run. We ourselves want to bring a big crowd because we've had 2-3 away games on the spin there. It'll be good to get back to Oriel Park and you know, a big game, and hopefully we can go well.
Thanks a million, Stephen.
In terms of the week, Stephen, 3 games.